Hello, everyone. My necklace is like wall glare. Y'all come in and say hi. Let me know that you can hear me. Turn on the chat. I think I'll change my name today. Good morning, Sylvia. There I am. All right. Is that Corinne from Brentwood? That's Corrine from Brentwood. Thought it might be Corinne Crabtree from Brentwood. If some of y'all don't know, I am actually, oh, you're the other Corinne. Okay. I am not actually in Nashville. I am in Little Rock, Arkansas. So for you newbies, you may not know that. A lot of y'all just assume that we're all in Nashville with Corinne and Kathy, but they're the only two that are from that are in Nashville. The rest of us are all spread out. Yes. Okay. Let's see. I am gonna do that. We've got one hand raised, but y'all get your hand raised if you want to. A minute. I guess that doesn't work. Okay. Yes, Sylvia, I know right where Cabot is, just about 15, 20 minutes away. So I just want to let y'all know that this is okay. We've got a lot of folks raising their hands. Great. Okay. I'll get started with y'all in just a minute. This is our last Saturday Zoom. We are going to be changing up the coaching schedule. I'm starting in November, so I was just reviewing the calendar here and wanted to let y'all know that yeah, we're going to be kind of switching things up starting in November. So we won't have any more Zooms on Saturdays, just because it's usually a pretty small group that listen live, and a lot of our members, a lot of y'all are out and about on Saturday, you know, noon to two, right? Where you just aren't around to get coached. And so, but Corinne is still going to be doing coaching on Sundays, and she's changing all of that to just open coaching, just like office. I mean, it's like her office hours where you just raise your hand and get coached. And so it's not going to be by appointment anymore. So she's going to be starting to do those on Sundays. And then Kathy and I are still going to be doing office hours. We're going to kind of be switching off and doing those on Wednesday nights. And so the first one will be Wednesday, November 6th, and I'll be doing it. And actually, Corinne is going to be out of town, and so Kathy is doing her office hours with on Thursday, on, excuse me, on Sunday the 3rd. So yeah, so I just want y'all to be sure and check the calendar and be aware of all those changes that we've got going on coming up. So but we're making all these changes just to serve you all better, just to be able to kind of be around when y'all are around, and just, you know, kind of play with some things and see what works. So yeah, so that's kind of how that works. And but all of that won't be starting until November 1st. Until then, everything will remain the same. Corinne is coaching tomorrow at noon by appointment. And then on Monday night, it's going to be really fun. We're going to have a watch party marathon to celebrate the last week of all of us going through no BS. And so we're just going to have a big old watch party. I don't even know what videos we're going to be watching yet, but we're all going to be on Facebook doing a watch party, answering questions, just chatting with y'all. It's going to be super fun. And then Kathy still got her office hours on Tuesday night, and she'll be back from vacation, so she'll be able to tell us about that. And then Wednesday at noon, Corinne will be doing her coaching, her regular coaching by appointment at noon. And then she's got the tribe Q&A on Thursday morning. So, but again, in November, we're going to be changing some things up a little bit. So just check the calendar, and then we'll be reminding y'all too about, and then of course, check your Massive Action line, right? It comes out at noon every Sunday, and it'll tell you all the stuff that's coming up that next week. So, all right, just wanted to throw that out there. Oh, looks like somebody's visiting Hot Springs. So all kinds of Arkansas connections here. All right, Natasha, you are first. So we got Natasha, Carolyn, and Jan Cat. And then we've got Wanda and B. Nadolski. And then Tally. So that's kind of the lineup. Sometimes for some weird reason, sometimes the order changes. So I'll try to kind of keep up with the order. But Natasha, you're first. All right, let's get some coaching done. Let's see. Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, let me turn you up a little bit.
Okay, for some reason, it looks like my video.
See, so I'll ask you to start your video. There you are.
There we go. Hi. Excellent. Good morning.
How are you?
Good. I have to tell you, I had laryngitis this week, so I'm a little scratchy today.
Well, I've literally got all, I'm like an old lady. I have all my cough drops right here because, you know, I'm going to be coughing. I'm talking for a couple of hours and I've had some gunk in my throat too. So
we went to Carowinds on Sunday and I screamed so much. My voice just gone. So
yes. Yes. Well, you sound okay. So,
well, thank you. I rested up.
Yes. All right. Tell me what's going on. I know that you were in Facebook, but kind of tell us what's going on with you.
Yeah, you called me out.
Okay. So, okay. Tell me all. Remind me all about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, of course.
I'm just calling people out all day long. So.
I love it. I needed it. Yeah. All right. So I've been doing really well. I hit my goal weight a couple weeks ago, and I've been kind of playing around with maintenance. And I went on a business trip this week to our annual sales meeting, which is largely about food and alcohol. And I thought, you know, going into it, I had TDL'd a lot. I had tried doing the visualization, came up with what I thought were going to be realistic plans and strategies. And basically the first day that all went out the window.
Okay. Why? Tell me why.
Well, the first day, I think, you know, I did really well the first day. I tried the strategy where instead of saying I'm going to have X amount of drinks, I said I'm only going to drink from this time to this time. Okay. And I did that. I did well with that. But I didn't sleep at all that night. Like it was a really rough morning the next day. And so when I got up, I didn't make a plan. I just sort of got up and flew out the door. So then my eating was not great that day. In my head, I had, you know, let me just double check and make sure I have my data right here. I want to make sure that I'm telling you the truth here. Cause I know I made a couple of plans and then I stopped making plans. So, you know what? I actually did make a plan Sunday. So Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, I made plans.
Okay.
They just weren't very, very good plans. I don't think. Mondays was good, better, best, eat 2 to 2.
Okay, so why isn't that good? Why are you saying that that's not good enough?
I guess the plan, maybe the problem isn't the plan, the problem is my follow through.
Yeah.
It wasn't good enough because it didn't give me enough structure to...
Well, you decided that it didn't give you enough structure, right?
I mean,
there are people all over the place that, I mean, there are people that plan every day, just good, better, best, negative 2 to positive 2. I mean,
sure.
Like even when they're just at home around, right? It's, and they believe that that works for them and that they can do that. And so,
And you know, the thing is that it has worked for me in the past too. I mean, there's been a lot of times when, you know, we're going out to dinner or something and I show up and I'm like, oh cool, I'm going to have this really great salad. Mm-hmm. And this week there was a little bit of choice involved in what the food was. Everything's kind of catered and what have you, but I just ate my face off. I really did.
What you said at the very beginning of this call was, I think, a really something important to point out is that, like, this trip is all about the food and drink. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think that thought was kind of running. It was kind of an undercurrent of this whole trip where it's like, well, I'll plan and I'll do good, better, best. But, you know, this trip is still all about food and drink.
Yeah.
And so the first opportunity you get to kind of prove that thought true of, well, it's time to just, you know, chow down, then you took it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's like, and you were thinking of that as, you weren't really questioning that thought. You were probably kind of just thinking, well, that's just a fact. It's like, we always just eat and drink our faces off when we're you know, traveling. And it's like, no, that's a thought that I'm having. And that's what the one that I need to question and challenge and say, okay, is that really true? If not, you know, how do I want to think about these trips that will get me the result that I want?
And I mean, to that point, I have had, so social situations are a big area of focus for me, because those tend to be the places where I really do have trouble anymore. I don't like do the secret eating anymore like I was. Like, I drive around in my van all the time for work and I don't stop places or anything like that. So that's pretty well unlocked. But the social situations are really where I put a lot of energy and focus. And I've been trying really hard to not make them about the food and drink. And I have had success recently even. So this week just sort of took me by surprise. But at the end of it, the even more surprising thing was that I was able to put 15 pounds on in 5 days.
Yeah.
Holy moly. Yeah. So yeah, I didn't know that was possible.
For you, it's just important to realize that, well, first it's important to realize that it didn't take you by surprise, right? I mean, you made choices. So don't think that it was something, don't talk about it like it's like, this is something that happened to me, you know, that you're not in control, that you're some sort of victim, right? I mean,
right.
You made choices during this trip that resulted in you gaining weight. And so it's just take ownership for what happened, not to beat yourself up, but just to say, okay, just to see the data, to see the facts of the situation, and then, okay, what can you learn from it? And that's where I want to finish this off, is it's like, okay, what can you learn from this that you can move forward with, you know, for future trips and things like that?
Yeah, that's really why I hopped on here, because I wanted some help figuring that out. So I was wanting to do recovery sheets, but I got really overwhelmed thinking about just like all of the stuff that I overate and ate off plan. Mm-hmm. So I was hoping maybe you could help me out with a strategy for how to tackle that, what feels like a mountain. And I know that's a thought, but it feels like a mountain.
Just the act of actually listing all the food.
And do I do a separate recovery sheet for each day, each meal, each?
I would, if you're feeling overwhelmed, I would just start with one recovery, you know, and do the full recovery worksheet, not the 2 minute drill, but just do the full one. And I would work on listing out the food, but if you like, I know that sometimes I can kind of get stuck like, oh, I know I'm forgetting something, and I can kind of get stuck in that place. And it's like, okay, this is not what's important. What's important is, you know, the thoughts and, you know, really going through the rest of the worksheet. Right. And so just do your best with the food, but then just move on to the thoughts. And just all the thoughts that were going on during. So how long were you there on your trip?
I was there Sunday through Wednesday, but Monday through Wednesday were the actual sales.
3 days, right?
Yeah.
And just get all the thoughts out. Don't worry about dividing them up into days. Unless there was something very specific going on a certain day, but it was probably just a bunch of thoughts just going on all 3 days. And so, yeah, so just don't overthink that too much, but just focus on, okay, the important thing is to get all these thoughts out about what was going on. You know, this is all about the food and drink, right? That's one of them.
Yeah.
But just all the other stuff that was, you know, was going through your head that led you to make all these decisions. And, you know, my favorite, let's see, where's my recovery worksheet? My favorite question on the recovery worksheet. Oh, it's right over here. Is what feeling or problem did the eating solve? Right? It's this one that's on the back, like the second question on the back.
Mm-hmm. And that one always threw me for a loop for a long time. And then I feel like recently I was filling one out and I was like, oh, I get this. Yeah. Like it kind of clicked. So yeah.
And for you, you can kind of think about specifically social situations, right? I mean, you know, what problems about, I mean, and basically that means what thoughts do you have about social situations or feelings do you have in social situations that you want to cover up with the food and drink?
Yeah. I was journaling about this recently and something that came up was in the past, because I started out at 267 pounds. I was overweight my whole life. Like age 11, I was 200 pounds. So I never knew what it was like to be a skinny girl, I guess. Yeah. So after hitting my goal weight and like realizing like, oh, okay, I'm kind of there now. The thought that kind of creeps up in the back is, well, nobody's going to say anything or judge me if I eat this candy or eat this pie, or, you know, how, I don't know, for me, at least when I was much larger, I would see someone small eating something and be like, oh man, that must be so nice. She can eat whatever she wants. Mm-hmm. Whereas I felt people were looking at me and saying like, oh my God, should she be eating that?
Right.
And, I think that was coming up a lot this week. And I think a lot recently, like after I hit goal weight, I was like, I can do whatever I want now. Mm-hmm. And this week my body was like, but actually you can't.
Yeah. So. And actually, I mean, and you're focusing like outside of yourself, right? Like on judgment of other people, but when you're really totally judging
me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters is what you think about what you're doing. And, you know, cause we don't even know what other people are thinking. You know,
right. What do they say? You can't put yourself in somebody else's model, right? No.
Yeah, you know, we can't read anybody else's mind. So, and so why try, right? I mean, it's hard enough for us to, not hard enough, but it's just enough work for us to, you know, control our own thoughts and work
figure out what we're really thinking.
Yeah. Figure out what we're thinking, much less anybody else. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so you're just, you're doing the work, you're figuring this out, you're figuring out maintenance, right?
Yeah.
And it's just like, and so that's where it's just, okay, take this. Figure out what you can learn from it, you know. And then the other question I really love on the thing is about letting go of the judgment, right?
It's like, moving forward. And I think I was really good about that this week. I wrote that Facebook post and it was almost a little cathartic. It was like doing a TDL, but where everyone could chime in. Yes. And I, when I first got on the scale or right before I got on the scale, I did that whole experiment. Like, this is a chance to love myself. I know this isn't going to be a number I like, but what does that mean? What does it mean about me or not mean about me? And I kind of went all through that, like literally standing in front of the scale, like I was on the end of a diving board. And then I got on and my first thought wasn't like, oh, you screwed up. It was just like, whoa, I can't believe we like that was possible.
And that's, you know, and that's a win. I mean, yeah, that's maybe a win other than like, you know, bursting into tears or something.
Yeah,
like that, right.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, and so go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say my favorite thought when I get on the scale is that's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, like, where it's just like, it's pretty neutral. It's just pretty like, you're just curious and like, yeah. So.
Yeah. So. It was almost a little bit of an accomplishment. Like even though it was the wrong direction, I was like, pooey, look what I did.
It kind of proves to yourself that like, you don't know what your body can, you know, is going to do, right? You don't make any assumptions about, you know, about what your body can do or not do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's just like you can only focus on really control on, you know, your actions and your thoughts and feelings leading to those actions.
Yeah. So, yeah. We have a 2-week trip coming up to Belize for Christmas. So I'm almost sort of happy this happened now because I have all this time to work on this before we go on vacation and realize my trip is not all about the food and drink. There's a lot of other things. So.
I mean, it was supposed to happen like this, right? So
yeah.
You learn from this and then you could learn and, this next trip.
And that's huge. I feel like that right there shows like my huge arc with P&P. Like the fact that I'm not like, we suck and oh my God, like this is never going to, we're never going to figure this out. Instead, I was like, oh, I really needed this learning opportunity right now so I could be better next time.
Well, I think it would be great for you to really, you know, once you've kind of figured out everything that you've learned, do another post.
Yeah.
And, you know, and just let the tribe know too about what you learned, because I think that would be so good for other folks to read and to get a lot out of. So.
Yeah. I'm really finding that like when I post something on Facebook that I think is like really horrible, you know, I'm working on it, it's awful and I'm trying so hard. One of the comments I get most often is like, thank you for posting this because I thought I was alone or because this really helped me. So I'm the first one to get on there when I'm having a rough time so I can, you know.
And we need y'all. We need y'all, right? We need you, y'all that do that because, again, there's always going to be somebody who just doesn't feel comfortable doing that or just doesn't want to do that. And so everybody's got a role to play. You know,
and I'm definitely like a live out loud kind of girl. So look at my successes. And when I fall on my faith, I'll be there for everything.
Okay. So tell us how much weight you've lost.
So I was 267 when I started and I'm 163 today. My all time low was 150, but we don't think about yesterday. We think about what's today. So.
Okay. Love it. Love it. Yeah. Love it. Oh my God.
Full weight is 150, 145, 150. So.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. You're century club.
I am. I am. Yeah. So I got to get to an event
You joined Century Club?
I did. Queen's okay, Club good. And Century Club.
So. Okay. I wanted to make sure you were in there. So yeah. And so you're going to maybe come to one of our events?
I'll be Don't Stop Believing next year. Yep.
Yeah, all right.
I'm very excited.
You too.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much for all of this. I really appreciate it.
So. All right. Talk to you later. Take care.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Awesome. Isn't she just amazing, y'all? Love this. Okay. Real quick. Some of y'all were asking about how to see others' chats. Be sure that your chat is set to all panelists and attendees instead of just all panelists. Okay. All right. Carolyn, you are up next. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. What's going on?
I'm doing the Buffering and Urges courses mm-hmm. right now, mm-hmm. and I'm struggling with not resisting the urge.
Okay.
And talking back to it.
So
I know everybody says to feel it. I don't know how to feel it.
Okay, or to allow it, right? You want to practice allowing it.
Correct.
So allowing it versus resisting it. So kind of just tell me what it means to you to when you have an urge, just kind of describe it. What happens? Like, how do you respond and how does it feel and that kind of stuff?
So I'm about 50-50 with allowing it to pass or resisting it.
Okay.
Some days it's like my hand has a mind of its own. I know it doesn't. I know it's thought, but it's just, it's going.
Right.
I want it.
Yeah.
It does feel urgent, as Kathy has mm-hmm. said. So the feeling feels urgent. It feels almost for a split second cathartic to have it, like actually feels like a calm. And then it's just like, oh shit, what did I just do?
Yeah. And so first off, I think for you, it's like, I mean, having it be at 50-50 where you half the time you are allowing it is amazing. So I want you to just kind of, I saw your face. you don't necessarily agree with me, but like that is the process, right? Of moving to allowing most of our urges, right? We're never going to be perfect at it. But you're in this place where sometimes you're going to, succeed at allowing it, and other times you're going to resist and end up using all your willpower up and eating, and end up, reacting to it and eating it. So it's just like, first off, just know that you're just kind of in the middle of doing the work and you're doing it right. It's not supposed to just be like that, where you're just all of a sudden allowing, being able to allow every urge.
Right. Yeah. But I feel myself, even when I let them pass, I feel myself talking back to it.
Okay. Okay. And that's totally normal too, where even if you end up allowing it, you kind of like in the process, you go in between allowing and resisting and allowing and resisting. And so, sometimes the outcome will be that you allow it, and other times it will be that you end up eating. And so it's totally normal to you're just in that practice space, and you're always going to be there to a point where you're just, you're practicing something new to allowing it, right? And because you're used to either resisting it or you're used to just giving in and eating and not even trying to resist it, right? And so you're just doing something new with the allowing. And so it's just a practice of you recognize that you're talking back to it, right? And so you can say, no, I'm not doing that. I'm just letting it pass. I'm kind of counting down from 90. There's that 5-step process Bren talks about in that course where you can just kind of try different things, right? You can do something that feels like, caring to you as opposed to the food, something else, right? I was having an urge the other day and I was sitting on the couch and I just decided, you know what? I'm going to just sit here and enjoy being on the couch and, maybe kind of pull up a blanket on me or whatever, because I'm always cold, and just be like, okay, that's caring for me right now. I'm going to let myself do that as opposed to getting up and going to get food or whatever, because I want that. And so it's for you, it's a matter of coming up with those kinds of things to do instead. But so it's just, you're doing it right is basically the short answer is that you're just practicing it And you're, as the more that you just keep practicing it, you'll get better. And, but you're always still going to have an overeat every once in a while.
So I guess my next question is with the leveling up term, my leveling up was to only have dessert on the weekends. Uh-huh. I found myself giving into the urge during the week. Mm-hmm. I think it's somehow tied to, so I listened to the teacher episode the other day, and that cortisol shift down is, I think, where my other 50-50 comes from, where I give into it.
Yeah.
If I'm amped all day and then I start to level out, you know, it's just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Do you have any, do I keep trying to do that level up even though I'm falling off? Or do I put the dessert back on the plan and just choose not to eat it every night?
I think, you know, you just have to plan, kind of play with it, right? I mean, I think it would be interesting for you to maybe put it back on the plan for now, and then, you know, really decide in the moment whether you want to work on allowing the urge or go ahead and have it. And then just kind of, you know, do that, maybe commit to that for 2 or 3 weeks where you're like, okay, I'm going to put this on the plan. Just stay really curious, right? I mean, it's like, okay, I'm putting on the plan, but the price for that is to, you know, I have to really be totally aware of what I'm thinking, write things down, journal everything that's coming into my head about all of that, just so I, you know, I can use this experience as a learning, you know, learn as much as I can from this experience. And so, yeah, why don't you start there? Because it almost sounds like you may have leveled up a little bit too quickly and you're still, you know, white knuckling through the week without, you know, and so that's where the resistance is coming in. And so I think just kind of adding it back on the plan for a little while and doing some more practicing, and then you can work on taking it off. You know, you can maybe take it off 3 days during the week and leave it on for 2, right? There's, you know, it's just very, very gradual. So, or you can just take 1 day away gradually. So don't think you have to just take it all away at once during the week, you know?
It's like, I didn't think about it that way. That's a really good thought.
Yeah. Because I mean, it's like, we think, well, you know, we get into that all or nothing thinking. And when we talk about 1% level ups, a great example of that is just to take, you know, to not plan it 1 day a week, you know, 1 day during the week, and then move forward and just go as slow as you need to go. Right. No, there's no hurry in this. You're just figuring this out at your own pace.
Thank you. I have one other question, if you don't mind. Sure. I grew up and asked coaches, I had a thought error. I thought that, oh, I'm at -4. I can have more food because I'm more hungry. I know that's not accurate.
Yes.
But I've also started adding in more activity, which, I don't know if this is another thought error. I feel more hungry due to the increased activity. It feels like it could swing either way.
Mm-hmm. And I guess maybe for you, it's just like deciding which thought, creates the result that you want.
Yeah.
In terms of like, does it help you to think this way? I mean, that's, you know, that's a question you can ask about any thought, right? Is this really help me to think this way? And so I just think for you, it's just like, okay, I'm just going to listen to my body. And you know that a thought error is you need more food when you get more hungry, right? I mean, you know, just that is not true. So, but it could be true that you are, you know, needing more food because you're doing more activity, but again, still like in the moment, like with a specific meal, you don't need more food, right? But you may just need to add a snack, or you may need to, you know, so it's just really about staying really curious with listening to your body and again, not wanting to be perfect at it, where you might, you know, you've got to go past your +2 sometimes to figure out where it is. Right. And so, it's just all about kind of deciding what thoughts work for you, and then just the process of trial and error.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very
much. Questions. All right. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. All right. She asked a bunch of good questions. Let's see. Okay. All right. Let's see who this is. Kat. This is Kat. Jan Kat. Or is it Jan? Could be either one. Are you there? There you are. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Okay, what's your name?
Janet.
You're Janet. Okay. All right. All right, what's up, Janet?
Okay, so I started back in January of 18.
Okay.
I lost 55 pounds. This is my first coaching call. I eventually want to push myself to be able to do one with the queen.
Yes.
practice for me.
Yes, yes. Y'all can always practice with us before you move up to Corinne.
Yeah, so I feel like I've lost the weight slowly, and that has kind of been intentional for me because I've done all of the diets. And I, you know, I'm really good at losing 15, 20 pounds, but then I would gain it right back. And I feel like now I'm losing it slowly and it hasn't came back, and I'm still losing it. Like, my trend is still going downward. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm really proud of myself for that. PMP has been a game changer with, you know, how I talk to myself and the TDLs, and, you know, I'm a big fan of the model and everything. The one area where, well, there's a couple of areas, but the one that I wanted to address today was the my weekends. Okay. So I had a poison thought, and I probably shouldn't call it a poison thought, but I have this thought that, you know, I am going on a downward slope, even though I am not, you know, doing all of the PMP things on the weekends. I'm not, you know, following. I try to do my plan faithfully, but I just feel justified because I am still losing weight regardless if I'm not losing weight on the weekends. And like, I'll lose, you know, 3-4 pounds during the week, and then on the weekends I'll gain, you know, 2. Mm-hmm. So it nets out to mm-hmm. me still losing weight, you know. And I feel like I kind of take my foot off of the gas on the weekends, and I don't want to do that because I'm not in maintenance mode. And I feel like on the weekends I allow myself to be in maintenance mode. I wanted to see, like, you know, if there's anything that you can, you know, suggest as far as like either doing models or TDLs on how I can clean that part up.
Yes. And I mean, it definitely sounds like, I mean, you just kind of have these two thoughts that you're holding about the weekends. Like, you're it's called cognitive dissonance, where you kind of like have these two conflicting thoughts going on. And like, the first one is, well, I'm still losing weight and I get to do what I want on the weekends. That's pretty amazing and awesome. And then yes. You have this other where you're like, but I don't want to do this. I mean, I want to, you know, lose as much weight as I can. And I don't want to do something different on the weekends than I do during the week, right? You have two opposite thoughts going on. And so for you, the key is just to make a decision on which one you want, you know, to get rid of the confusion, to get rid of this back and forth, and just decide what you want. Because, I mean, you can still lose weight, you know, donking off on the weekends, as Corinne likes to say. But is that what you want? Is that what you want long term? And it's time for you to answer that.
So I go back and forth with that. I convinced myself for a while that, you know, realistically, when I am at my goal weight, I want to be able to not have to think about the plan, not have to, you know, beat myself up during the weekend, not have to do all of that. And I try to convince myself that, you know, in the future, I'm not going to have to do that, you know? So it's okay for me now to be a little bit more lenient on myself on the weekends, but it doesn't feel real to me. Like, I try to convince myself of that, but it doesn't feel real to me because I do want to continue to lose weight, and I don't, I know I've lost it slowly over the past almost 2 years, mm-hmm. but I just want to get it off. I want to get this last 25 off so that I can just be there, you know? And
I think for you, it's a matter of like, what, you know, long-term, what do you want the weekends to, do you want the weekends to be different than during the week? Long, it's like, what do you want?
I do. I want to be able to, you know, eat whatever is in front of me and be able to stop at my 2. Mm-hmm. And I want to be able to have, you know, the desserts and not feel bad about it. And, you know, and that's another thing that I know I need to work on, my plus two on my hunger scale. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've gotten pretty good at it. And, you know, sometimes it's hard for me to stop at the plus two, even though I know I'm at the plus two. But, you know, Gina's my fat girl. Gina is always just like, it's so good. Like, just, you know, just keep going. But, you know, on the weekends, it's kind of like Gina's running the show, mm-hmm. you know? And
so that's your question. When you get to your goal weight, no matter how long it takes, do you still want Gina to run the show on the weekends?
No.
Yeah.
But I also want Queen, which is my future self, to be a little bit more relaxed on the weekends.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like you can be a little bit more, you know, you can have whatever you want. And so you can be a little bit more relaxed on the weekends, but you might be trading that for faster weight loss.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it's just, there's these trade-offs. And so you can absolutely keep doing what you're doing and you're still losing weight, maybe not as quickly as you would like, but you know, it's just these decisions to make. It's like, okay, do you want to lose weight quicker or do you want to still have your weekends be relaxed? I mean, that's the question, or more, you know, a little bit more relaxed.
I think I'm not too concerned about, I mean, now that you put it that way and, you know, you've given me two choices, I think the time is not really that important to me. You know, because it's taken me a while to lose the 55 pounds that I've lost. So how do I, you know, convince myself that it's okay for me to, you know, take my foot off the gas on the weekends and not feel bad about it. Like right now, that's, and I feel bad about it.
That's where your work is really. It's like, you can still plan your exceptions on the weekends and, you know, and do whatever you want on the weekends. Right. But Gina does not have to be in control. You know, you can be in, you know, you and Queen, your future self can be in control. That's where your work is. I think it's like, you don't have to change one bit about what you're eating, you know, on the weekends. It's just that it's just your thoughts around it in terms of not beating yourself up and deciding that this is what you want for your life. Right. And it's, I mean, and that's where the journaling and the TDL, you know, the TDLs and the models come in is, okay, I have decided that this is what I want for my life. I want to do this during the week. I want to, you know, plan more, you know, exceptions and things like that on the weekends. And then this is how I want to think about that, about this choice that I made, that this is how, you know, we always talk about losing weight the way we want to live it. This is how I want to live my life, is that I want my weekends to include more, you know, more exception foods. And you want to watch about how you say that, right? Where it's, I don't go off my plan on the weekends. You know, you always have a plan, but it's a plan that includes more exception foods on the weekends. And, you know, talk about it like that. And that is what helps you kind of change your thoughts about this week, the weekends, where it's not that you're a terrible person because you eat differently on the weekends. That is what you've chosen because of this reason. And you have to create that reason and practice it on a daily basis.
Got it.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, I want to know, I want you to get back on here or post in Facebook and tag me or something after you do that work and really come up with that good. I mean, it's really basically a compelling reason, you know, it's another compelling reason for what you want to do on the weekends.
I have like a million compelling reasons. So okay. I'll add more to the mix.
Love it. Love it. You want to have as many as you can get. So, all right. This was good. Bye.
Thank you guys. You guys are amazing. You've changed my life.
Thank you. Well, we're proud of you too. All right. Take care. Okay. Bye. All right. She gave me chills. That was neat. Okay. Okay, Miss Wanda. Actually, let's see. If y'all have any questions for me that you want me to answer so I don't have to just kind of go through the chat, be sure and put them in the Q&A. All right, Miss Wanda. We have Wanda and then B. Nadolski and then Tally.
Let's see.
There you are.
Hello.
Hi, what's going on?
So I got two things going on, but okay. So I'll address the first one. You know, I've been going through this job situation, and basically what it comes down to is that my unit don't want me to come back there.
Okay.
So I applied for some jobs elsewhere within the institution, and I got a call back, and I think that I don't know if they facilitating me getting this interview so quickly, because I think that they feel like they might have a problem on their hand if they stick to their guns is not allowing me to come back to the unit, because I don't really think that they could have a leak. I don't know. That might be just my thoughts.
Mm-hmm. But
I got an interview. Okay. They called me yesterday for one of the positions I applied for, and I have an interview on the 6th. And you know, I have a whole lot of thoughts coming up in my head. I haven't, you know, applied for a job in, like, I've been at my job for 19 years,
mm-hmm.
and other than that, you know, I haven't applied for a job, and I just, you know, have a lot of anxiety about, you know, going on the interview, and just a lot of thoughts of, I don't know, you know, I don't speak well, and
okay, we got to do a model on this. All right, let's get that. Let's get all that stuff out. So you said anxiety, right?
Yes.
About interview.
Right.
I'm telling y'all, I have so many clothes on. I'm freezing cold in this house. Okay. Oh, wait, wrong thing. So interview, so when is your interview?
November 6th.
Okay, interview on November 6th. So this is a nice factual circumstance, right?
Yes.
Right now you're feeling very anxious.
Right.
And you said, I don't speak well.
Right.
What else is creating anxiety for you?
Well, I don't know if I'll be able to answer the questions. And I know I could probably do some role play, but I just feel like I don't talk well, you know. And I know a lot of people tell me, well, you got a lot to offer, but I don't really feel like I have a lot to offer.
Okay. And I think that's probably the, you know, kind of the most painful thought for you, right? So I don't have a lot to offer. Answer questions to offer. Why don't you think you have a lot to offer?
Well, I know that's in my head. As you know, when somebody like my sister was like, if I had all of the qualifications that you have, you know, because I have a master's degree, which is I don't need to have for this job, and all of the other trainings, the certifications and stuff that I have, that, you know, she would, but she talks well and she has the gift of gab. I don't have that. And I'm not a people person either. You know,
okay, so. See, it's like, those are all thoughts, right? I'm not a people person. But you can, I mean, you can go to an interview and answer people's questions, right?
Well, I mean,
what does it mean to be a people person? What does that even mean?
Like, I'm a loner. Like, I like to keep to myself, and mm-hmm. you know,
there's nothing wrong with that. You're an introvert, kind of, right? I mean, there's introverts and there's extroverts, but we can all go into interviews and answer people's questions, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're making that mean that you're going to just do terrible at this interview and not ultimately not get the job when. You know, and the thing about introverts and extroverts or people or whatever it is like, it's not like that's how we behave all the time. You know, if we've got a job interview, we prepare and do what we need to do if we want that job.
Right.
I mean, we don't let the fact that, you know, we're not this super outgoing person to keep us from, you know, from doing what needs to be done in our lives. Right. And so all these thoughts are just shutting you down from kind of coming up with, and by the way, as a coach, I can put a bunch of thoughts here in the thought line, but for everybody out there, y'all need to just be doing one thought, you know, per model. So, but, yeah. And so let me turn the question around and say, what do you have to offer in this job?
Well, this particular job is a call triage position, and I do some aspect of that triaging more so. And I think this is on the phone, but I do like in-person triage when patients come to the emergency department. Mm-hmm. So I'm really good. I feel like I'm really good at that. But you know, just explain
it. Would be amazing. I bet you are amazing at that. Knowing what I know about you. Yeah. It's just a matter of like turning your mind around, right? About, okay, this is what I have to offer. You got an interview.
Right.
So that says something, right?
Yeah.
And you know, you can come up with stories about
why. I'm not even taking credit on that. You know, like, you know, when I was thinking about it, I felt like the people, I was more so thinking that my former unit, they kind of pushed the interview because they want me to kind of get off their hands. You know, like, I feel like
you got a big old story about how you got this interview, right? Yeah. A big old hairy story that you never will know if, I mean, it doesn't even matter if it's true. You might as well tell yourself the story of, well, I must have a lot to offer if I got this interview.
Okay.
I mean, otherwise, I mean, why would you think anything different, right? Why would you, right. I mean, why would it, it doesn't help you to just think, you know, to think that other story, right?
Right.
Okay.
And then the other thing too, you know, I signed up for the 6-day and it's like, do I tell, cause my plan was to go back to my other job and, you know, not call in for that week. I knew I was going to have a problem getting the time off, but I don't know if I should, if I start this new job or if I get the job, you know, if I'll be able to get the time off to go to it.
Well, we can work with you on that, right? I mean, but here's the thing. I mean, your brain is automatically going to, that's going to be a problem, mm-hmm. right? When you never know if you told them, hey, I'm going to do this for 6 days, it's totally up to you what you want to do, right? But you could tell them what it's about, what you're doing, how you're working on yourself, how you've already been working on yourself,
mm-hmm.
all the amazing things that have happened so far, then do you think maybe it's possible that they could actually support you in going and doing this?
It's possible. It's possible they could say no.
It could go either way, but it's it's just keeping it open to, you know, to maybe that I might actually support me in this. That's a possibility, right? But your brain automatically wants to go to, well, they're not, you know, I'm not going to be able to go.
Right.
So, I mean, I can't tell you exactly how it's going to work, you know, with the money and all that, right? I mean, it's just like you might as well think that, okay, it's going to work out.
Okay.
It's going to work out, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so I have a lot to offer. It's going to work out. And again, this may need to be, a bridging thought or a ladder thought where it's like, I'm working on believing I have a lot to offer.
Okay.
I'm open to the possibility that I have a lot to offer, right?
Okay.
If you're not there yet in terms of believing it.
Right.
Right. And so how does that feel? It's going to work out. So how do these thoughts feel?
I don't totally believe it yet, but
okay. Maybe just open a little bit, maybe?
Yeah, I'm open. I'm open to it.
Curious.
And I feel like I need to, some people have offered to, some of my accountability partners have offered to help me do some role play, and yes. They work in, in human resources, or they deal with interviewing and stuff.
Okay. So role play, you're going to, talk to them about this 6-day, if and when the time comes that you need to do that, right?
Right.
But I think also, for you, it's like when it comes to the 6-day to really do some journaling and say, okay, because you're living in a lot of fear of like, what if they, what if I can't go? What if I want you to journal all of that out? Like if they say, no, if you take this job, you won't be able to go to that. Go to your worst case scenario. What's going to happen?
Okay. Right?
And okay. Just let your brain go there, because otherwise you're just going to keep living in fear. Okay. And then, but then also I want you to journal about what if I am able to go and I have a new job and you have all of this amazing, stuff going on, right? It's like, you got to let your brain just go, and not avoid thinking of all this stuff.
Okay. All right.
So, basically your result is it's going to work out no matter what happens, no matter if you interview here and you don't get this job, but you get another job eventually. Right. Mm-hmm. It's all, we don't know what it's going to look like exactly, but right. We can always practice believing that it's going to work out.
Okay.
Because the alternative sucks. Walking around thinking that, it's just not gonna happen, or, it's not gonna work out.
Right.
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 And so
right.
It's just, even if you don't quite believe it, it's like, okay, the alternative sucks. This, this doesn't feel amazing at first.
Right.
But at least I'm getting my brain going in the right direction.
Okay.
And looking for, hey, this did work out.
All right.
That kind of thing.
Okay. And the other thing I just wanted to talk about real briefly is, so I've been doing really well as far as my weight loss. Like last week I lost 6 pounds. This week I lost 5.2 pounds. And I feel like I'm get ready to get going to a new decade. But then I don't know why I go and mess up. I bought these pistachios off of Amazon because they was on sale. 48-ounce bag, so serves supposed to serve 26 people. They came Thursday night, and then I told myself I shouldn't open it, but I did. I opened it and binged on them, and then Thursday night and Friday, and so now one bag is pretty much gone. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, there I go. I step into my progress, mm-hmm. I've been weighing myself daily, but of course I didn't weigh myself yesterday and today. I don't know how much damage I did from.
Okay, number one, have you done a recovery worksheet?
No.
Do your recovery worksheet, right? Okay. Your discovery right. worksheet, which I think is a new name.
All right.
Yeah, because what were you thinking? You got to figure out what you were thinking when you opened up that bag. I love me some pistachios myself. So I've done a lot of recovery worksheets on pistachios.
All right. I feel like I was just thinking I just wanted it and,
Okay. Okay. So that's it, right? You just want it.
Right.
Right now, you're practicing giving in when you just want it.
Right.
And you're not, but I still want you to do the recovery worksheet because basically you're just not allowing the urge to, to not open the bag.
Right.
Or allowing the urge to open the bag, right? You're just giving into your urges, right now.
Yeah.
And I mean, for you, it may be at this point, maybe best to get the rest of those out of there, mm-hmm. you know, out of the house, right? So that you just don't even have to, but, you know, but you could also practice just, and I know because I love pistachios, a serving is a half a cup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, or, you know, a half a cup that with the shells on, and you practice, you know, you bag them up individually, right? And
right.
you plan them, you put them on your plan. If you want to eat pistachios, you can eat them. You just have to practice, you know, measuring them out, planning for them, allowing the urge to eat more.
Okay.
And, yeah. And so you just learn from it and move on and move forward.
Okay.
But yeah, recovery worksheet number one. So you can't,
all right.
I can't help you any further until you really, you know, do that worksheet and figure out, but it's something about you're having this success with weight loss, right? And mm-hmm. so there's a thought in there somewhere floating around of this isn't gonna last, you know, it can't be this easy or something like that, right?
Yeah, I know when I got it, when I went to Weight Watchers and I got on the scale, I was like, I don't really believe that, but okay, you know, I don't really believe that, you know, the scale was right.
And why didn't you? I mean, what did you have evidence of that? Like, or were
no,
because
it was like close to like my scale, my home scale said I was 61, and then when I went to Weight Watchers, it was 360. But you know, so it was close to what my home scale, but I don't know, I guess just, I don't believe that I could lose 11, you know, almost 12 pounds in 2 weeks.
Yeah. You don't believe you can do it. You don't believe it, even though you are doing it, there's that thought floating around of, well, I don't really think I can do this, right? I don't think I can do this and keep it off, or I don't think. And so that's what that recovery worksheet is going to do for you, is going to get all those thoughts out. And so I want you to go back to when you were weighing, you know, at Weight Watchers, what your thoughts were, you know, get all those thoughts out on that worksheet.
Okay.
Work with your accountability partner on that. You could post it in Ask Coaches, like what you learned from your worksheet, and we could, you know, help you move forward.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you later. Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. All kinds of help for Wanda in the comments. All right. B. Nadolski is up next. Then Tally. Then J. Somebody. C. Walt. Okay. Got a good little line going. Hello.
Hi. Trying to get the video.
Okay. I just asked you to start your video.
Yep.
All right.
Hello. There it is. Hello.
How are you? What's going on?
Well, first of all, I'm Beth.
Oh, Beth. Okay. Thank you. Yes.
Yesterday, I was on Facebook, posted. My husband and I are having some stuff. And, it really came to a head yesterday, and I'm a chocolate eater when stuff happens. And
okay, so I'm a chocolate. We're gonna get this back out again. I'm a chocolate eater when stuff happens.
Yep.
So is that a thought or a fact?
It's a thought.
Okay.
That becomes a fact really quickly.
It's something you think and then you prove it true, right? Over and over again.
Yes.
So, all right. Okay. So what was, well, I just kind of want to point that out. I don't think I will model that, but I just want to point that out where it's just the more that you keep saying that, the more your brain goes, oh, okay. The next time something happens, we got to eat that chocolate.
Right.
Right. I mean, it just reinforces what you've been doing over and over again. And a great way for us to work on doing something different is to say, I'm no longer a chocolate eater when something happens.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, but tell me more kind of what was going on and kind of what, I mean, you ate the chocolate, right?
Oh, yeah.
But what other thoughts were happening or how are you feeling about, and just kind of tell me what happened with your husband. I mean.
Well, he plays golf a lot.
I remember that one. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
He commented on it.
Yes.
And is on a lot. And I'm feeling a lot like he doesn't want to be at home with me.
Okay.
And that he doesn't want to be with our kids. And he would rather be anywhere but with us.
This is a really good, rather be anywhere but with us. And how does that feel when you think that?
It's really lonely and sad. I mean, it hurts.
And so, yeah, this is an example of, and so your husband, it was like your husband, he was playing golf and he forgot that something else was going on.
Yeah. I had yoga scheduled this morning and our son had tennis this morning and I was hoping he would take our son to tennis so I could go to yoga.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, okay. I won't take the time to kind of write out that whole thing. So let me just ask you this, just because this just popped in my head. What if you just went to yoga and your son just didn't get to go to tennis today?
I thought about that, but our son is having issues with his dad right now. And I don't want to make that worse by making him miss something that's really important to him.
I just think it's important for you to recognize that you chose.
I did. And I know that I made that choice.
Yes. Okay. And just taking responsibility for that choice, right? Because thinking that that wasn't your choice, it just, you know, even increases more and more.
Right.
There's probably resentment here as well too, right?
Yep.
And it's just, okay, you can choose to do whatever you want, right? You can choose to go to yoga. You can choose to take your son to tennis, but you are choosing that from a reason that you like.
Yeah. Right? It's important to him and I want him to be able to do the things that are important to him.
Yeah. And I think for you, your husband is also making decisions from reasons that he likes.
Yeah.
He likes to play golf.
A lot.
Yeah. And so it's just recognizing that we're all making choices here from places that we like. And he decided that golf for him was his choice.
Mm-hmm.
You taking your son to tennis was your choice. And so it's, what do you make this mean? He would rather be anywhere but with us. What do you make that mean about you as a wife, as a mom?
That I'm not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm not a good enough reason to hang around and to be.
Do you think that's true? Do you think he believes that?
No.
Okay. Why not?
Because he says that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he says that he loves us and that he wants to be here with us more, but his actions don't speak to that.
Okay. So how do you want to, so let's say he's going to, because I think I'm trying to kind of remember the message and it's like, he just forgot, right? I mean, he didn't, or did he choose to play golf instead of
Tennis just restarted. And so the calendar wasn't completely accurate with times. Mm-hmm. So it didn't occur to either of us mm-hmm. that tennis was going to be again this weekend. And it was just one of those where we didn't get the calendar straight mm-hmm. and
So did he really do anything wrong?
No, other than not put it on the calendar.
Okay.
No.
But do you make it mean that he would rather be
yeah.
anywhere but us, right? You kind of, yeah. you created a big hairy thought about it.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you could go back and do this over again with the same information. So basically the circumstance is that tennis wasn't on the calendar.
Yeah.
Tennis not on calendar. Husband had scheduled golf. You had scheduled yoga. I mean, I just think it's really important to have all these facts, right?
Right.
Just, you know, to see it as very, very factual and neutral. You scheduled yoga. And then just so I know, I mean, you chose to take him to tennis instead of go to yoga.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did.
Okay. So that's what happened. So how do you want to think about this choice? I mean, would you, if you could go back, would you make that same choice again?
I would.
Okay. And why?
Because my son is really important to me and this was important for him and
okay.
that's my priority.
Okay. My son is important to me. He's my priority. How does that feel?
Good.
Okay. And it's interesting that like your husband is nowhere on in this thought.
Yes.
Right? I mean, it didn't have anything to do with him.
No, it didn't. I mean, it really didn't. And that was part of why I was really mad at myself for making it about him.
Okay.
So, because, yeah, I would make the same choice again.
Yeah.
But because, yeah, I did. I made it all about him. Even though I think I would have felt better if I had known further in advance instead of Friday morning.
But that's, you know, you can't change it, right?
Yeah.
And so it's just a matter of thinking, okay, I wouldn't have done anything different in terms of the choice that I made.
Right.
And the good news is that you get to choose now, like, you know, you wouldn't change anything maybe other than eating the chocolate, right? And so right.
Absolutely.
You can change now how you're thinking about the same choice, right? So, because this is right. all... You know, these are none of this changes.
Right.
And so, so you're doing it from love for your son. And you take him to tennis. And, you know, the result is that you put your son as a priority.
Yes.
So. But I think for you, another model that you want to do is just your husband's choices.
Right.
Maybe something like that because I mean, there's more work to be done here because, you know, yeah. the opportunity was that, you know, all these thoughts came up about your husband and it's like, okay, well that must be, you know, that's something for me to work on. Right.
Right.
I have all yeah. these thoughts about him and what he chooses to do. But that yes. what he chooses to do is in the circumstance line, right? We can't control anyone else. We can't change anyone else. Right. And so how do you want to show up as his wife, as a mom, everything, when he makes choices about playing golf and things like that?
Okay.
Yeah. So that's kind of your next work to do. But I wanted to go through this and just kind of get this, you know, just cleared up in
right.
terms of, you know, how you wanted to think about that situation. And then you can start doing this work around okay. your husband and just really questioning those thoughts that came up of, you know, and we already worked on some of that, right? It's like, you know, some right. of that stuff isn't true, but there's yeah. a reason that it's kind of coming up. And so you want to just kind of examine all those thoughts and say, okay, are they true? Why am I thinking them? And probably, I mean, and some of it may just be you were just mad at yourself and it doesn't right. mean any more than that, but right. There may be some additional kind of digging to do.
Okay.
As well. Okay.
Okay.
This was good. And it just kind of got you, it's like it all was supposed to happen this way so that you could just kind of figure out your next step to work on.
Yep.
All right.
Absolutely. All right. All thank
right.
you.
Okay. Talk to you later. All right.
Bye.
Bye. That was Bev. Okay. I love all these people coming on and like following up on their Facebook posts that I commented on. And y'all, it's so amazing. We have, I gotta give a shout out to, of course, Mary Jo, our amazing community manager, and her team of Missy and Heidi, who kind of cull the Facebook page for all these posts that that we need to see as coaches, so that we're not spending our time just kind of scrolling through the Facebook page. That's their job, and they get to kind of identify posts that we need to comment on. So, all right, Tally, you're up next. Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Betsy.
Hi. Let me see.
Hey.
Start your video.
Okay. Last time, though, it didn't work with my video.
It didn't work. Okay.
If it doesn't work, can I come? Sure, can I just do voice?
Yeah. We can just talk like this. That's fine.
Or should I start my video and see, or will that be too complicated?
No, I mean, start it if you can.
Okay. I'm starting, and I really hope it works.
Oh, there you are. Oh, yes. Okay. I remember you. Yes, it didn't work. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's really dark. I'm outside because it didn't work in my house, and it's night where I live.
Okay.
I live in Israel.
By the way, so I'm just curious.
Israel.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So, okay. Well, great. Yeah. Okay. I'm glad you went on. I've been thinking about you. I was like, I wonder where she is and if she got benefit from anything that I said. So, or anything.
I did. Like I did. Okay. Thank you. Actually, okay. It worked out well, and I started planning better and whatever. So
awesome.
But this call is about something totally different. It's also about my husband. Yay. Okay. So I asked a bit in Ask Coaches about this also. So I did some like thought work about it and some TDLs and stuff, but basically like a year and a few months ago, my husband told me that he was addicted to porn.
Okay.
And, I was like very shocked because like we're very, very religious. Like I never talked to a boy in my life till I got married. Like mm-hmm. we weren't allowed to, mm-hmm. we were in separate schools. Things like that. So I wasn't even sure what it was. And I basically had an education the past year. Let's just put okay. it that way. And so fine. So I was really making headway with it. He's getting a lot of help. He's going to like 12-step programs. And, I think like I was really came to terms with it. I wouldn't say like, yeah, I'm thrilled about it, but I came to terms with it.
Okay.
And then recently, so something else happened. I found an exercise partner a year ago, and we became really close because we went running together 3 times a week. And I guess you just spill all your guts while you run for some reason. Mm-hmm. And I told her everything, and she told me everything. And we were kind of just like very open about each other's lives and our marriages. And it felt really good because in my community, that you know, people aren't really open about these kind of things. And it felt really, really good. And then like a month ago, she and my husband worked together on a project because they get put, it's hard to explain, but she works in an office that he got placed in for about a few weeks. Mm-hmm. And they had to have a lot of emails between them. Okay. And it came out that I also put this in Ask Coaches, so you probably answered that also. But it came out that she was like being highly flirtatious with him, and he wasn't like all being flirtatious back, but he wasn't shutting her down, and he was kind of just like keeping the ball rolling. Like, oh, that's interesting. Why do you say that? Like, what I would have wanted is him just to completely ignore her or to say, like, stop with the emails. I don't approve of this, but he didn't. And I just also want to say, in general, we have a really, really good relationship, and I really like him. Mm-hmm. So, like, this whole thing just seems so incongruous, and I'm just really mad at my friend because I don't know what to think about it. And I, like, she's clearly, I don't know. Like, I mean, like, I just want to reiterate, in our community, men and women don't talk to each other. Mm-hmm. Who are not related. So it's like very shocking.
Apparently they do, right?
Apparently they do. No, it's not socially acceptable. Can I put it that way?
Right, right. And I mean, so, okay. So let's just say, let's work on a model here.
Yeah.
And
just, sorry, one more thing is he says, like, I would really be fine if he would just say, yeah, this is my fault. I'm very sorry about it, and it won't happen again, which he kind of did say a few times, and I was feeling okay. Mm-hmm. But then he started saying things like, why did you tell someone that you knew I was going to work with? Why did you tell her all about me? And you know she's so emotionally needy. Like, you basically set a tiger on me, and it's really your fault, even though you did it inadvertently, but I don't think I'm really to blame, because I was just sober for, like, 1 month, and then you, like, set her on me, which really bothers me that he said that.
Okay, so he
that bothers me a bit more.
So I was gonna say, I think maybe that conversation.
Yeah, there's a lot of circumstances going on.
What we need to, so husband said, you set her on me.
Yeah.
Okay, so just for everybody, this is, you know, this is like a direct quote.
Yeah.
So you set her on me. Okay. So what do you think about that?
I think he's trying to avoid blame, and he's not manning up and taking responsibility for stupid things that he did.
So what do you make that mean about you as his wife?
I mean, I have a lot of feelings about this whole thing, but that specifically, like the fact that he doesn't want to take blame, makes me feel like... I'm trying to come up with a feeling. Like, I'm coming up with a lot of thoughts. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what it means about me.
Okay, let's stick with him then.
Okay.
So he doesn't want to take the blame.
He wants to blame me. Yeah, something like that.
He doesn't want to take the blame for this. Okay, and well, he's blaming me.
Yeah.
He's blaming me for this. Okay.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of like a, like, why are you, it's kind of like a, oh, I'm becoming a victim who's being blamed.
Okay.
For her victimhood.
Okay. Let's just say. So how does that feel when you think he's blaming me when he should be taking the blame?
It feels very unfair. I feel, I feel very wronged, I guess.
Okay. So let's just finish out the model here. So when you feel things are unfair, when you feel wronged, what are you doing or not doing?
I'm kind of just doing it. Yeah. I get moody. I get grumpy. Thank God I don't eat.
Okay. Are you arguing him with him about?
Pretty much circling in conversation with him and not getting anywhere. He doesn't want to discuss it anymore because he says it's getting too much for him, and
kind of conversation circles. This kind of conversation that doesn't really go anywhere.
Yeah. And it's just like emotionally exhausting.
Okay. And now this may be a situation where the result is just, you know, you're kind of, nothing is really changing. right?
Yeah. Just yeah, and stuck forward. In bad mood, stuck. Pretty much.
Yeah. And you just still continue to think that basically what it is. Have you been through the relationships course?
No, I only just finished the no BS for the, just started in September.
Okay, so you're brand new. Okay.
I was wondering if I should just stop everything and start that because I feel like that's like my main, either relationships or the self-love or something, because I feel like that's my main
reason
for being here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are both amazing. And yeah, absolutely. It's totally up to you kind of what you want to go into next. But the relationships course talks about the manual. Are you familiar with the manual?
A bit, like you have a manual for how other people should behave and when they break it and stuff like that.
And so you have a manual for how he should handle this situation, right? You think that he should be taking the blame for it. He should be apologizing to you. He should be, and as opposed to what he's doing.
Yeah.
Right. And so, he's not meeting that expectation that you have of, you know, and it may actually, this just kind of popped into my head, but it's almost like, well, you may be thinking, well, he took responsibility for his porn addiction. And so he needs to take responsibility for this too.
My feeling is just when you do something wrong, you should take responsibility for it and apologize.
But he's doing something wrong is your thought.
Mm.
I mean, he doesn't think he did anything wrong. He says you set her on him.
Right.
But it's your, I mean, that's part of your story around it is that he did something wrong.
Right.
And so you have a story about how he should behave and the expectations that he should have. And so the whole thing about the model is that, you know, this doesn't change, right? He may never think that he did anything wrong. He may always think that you set her on him. And how do you want to show up with that not changing? Because, you know, as you know, your husband changing, your husband taking the blame, your husband apologizing, anything to do with your husband can't be in this result line. So let's start with the result. What do you want the result to be in this situation?
I want the result to be that I feel... I'm not stewing about what he did, and I feel positive about myself, and that I'm like, just focusing on myself and being happy. I don't know.
It's like, I show up for me.
Yeah. Something in this like that, situation. Whatever that means.
Yeah. And I mean, and we'll talk about, you know, we can talk about what that means, but, and so if you're not stewing or talking to him about it, what are you doing when you're showing up for me, for you?
I'm being positive. I'm being in a good mood. I'm not like sulking around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being lighthearted like I usually am. And I'm able to like have the presence of mind to, you know, take care of my kids happily instead of, I feel like the past few days I've just been like, you know, in sustenance mode, like here's enough to keep you alive. Now go play, you know?
Okay. What about interacting with him?
Yeah. Well, lighthearted was like that. Just like in light and easy mode in a relationship, being open and I guess like, yeah, I mean, being...
Do you bring this up anymore? Do you talk about it anymore?
Can I say yes?
Yeah, I mean, just yes, but why? Why?
Yeah, because that... I don't know about this specifically, but...
Is that part of showing up for you? That part of that?
Well, I guess it's not talking maybe about this, like what happened, but kind of just like talking about his like recovery in general from I don't know, other women and stuff like that. Like, I don't want to ignore it forever and not talk about it ever. I feel like showing up for me is also keeping tabs on that and making sure he's getting better.
But what if he doesn't get better?
I mean, like, if he stops caring about getting better, or if he still cares but is still struggling with it?
I mean, we don't know what might happen, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and that doesn't have anything to do with you showing up for you, right? I mean, it's I think you're kind of trying to sneak in, well, as long as he gets better with his, you know, with his work he's doing on himself, it'll all be okay. And I'll still be able to show up for me. But well,
if he stops working on himself, then I would definitely have second thoughts about staying in the relationship.
Okay. And that's, you know, and that's your choice, right?
Yeah.
But that, and that would be also be part of you showing up for you.
Okay, true.
Right.
So talking about it might be showing up for me, and it might not be. It depends, I guess, on the
it's how it's talking done. About it, but having no expectations of what he's going to say back and what he's going to do at all.
Okay. So showing up for me would be, my mood is not dependent on what he does.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks for helping me clarify that.
Yes. Good. Mood isn't dependent on him. So let's move up to, because I mean, I think we're kind of moving some, we've got maybe got some feelings and some thoughts in the action line too. So,
okay. Well, they usually happen like that because I don't know what I do.
Yeah. Well, okay. That's, yeah. So that's, but yeah, well, and that's can kind of be some of your work to do, like, okay, so really get specific about what the actions would look like for you to, you know, because your thought could be my mood isn't dependent on what he says or does or something like that. Right. I mean, but what do you want your thought to be with, you know, again, with him saying this, with not any of that changing?
I guess I would want my thought to be, you know, he can think that and still love me, or he can think that and still have me be his highest priority or something like that. It doesn't contradict.
I mean, he can think what he wants, or he can think, he can think that. I mean, I like that where it just kind of, very simple.
Pretty abrupt.
Yeah, but he can, I mean, he can think whatever he wants, right? And he can think something that you think is wrong.
Right.
And that's okay too. Mm-hmm. So how does that feel when you think he can think that?
It feels like I'm turning off and just deciding to ignore it.
Okay, is that?
Like, okay, you think that, and I'll think what I think, and like, I don't know, it feels like leading more like separate lives. And it doesn't feel like a good thought. Like a good thought would be like what I said before, like he can still think that and we can still have a good marriage or something like that.
Okay, yeah. I mean, and you can absolutely add that. Yeah, and we can still have a good marriage.
Yeah, that feels better.
Yeah. Where, you know, husbands and wives don't have to agree on everything.
Right.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
So how does that feel?
That feels much better.
Yeah. Does that feel, what are like some specific one word feelings there? Like, does it feel, I always think of curious because I think, okay, if he can think differently than me, and we could still have a good marriage, how would that work, right? Like, what would that look like? What would our conversations look like? That kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just get curious about it.
Mm-hmm.
But love.
Open.
Right? I mean, open.
Loved and open, yeah.
Yes. It's like loved and being, you know, and loving him. You know, loving him. Love is all around, right?
Yeah.
You can always choose love, for sure. So, well, and here's the thing, it's a good marriage, and this is all covered in the relationships course, so this will all kind of become clear, is like a good marriage or any relationship, all a relationship is thoughts in our mind. So your thoughts about him, I mean, you can just have amazing thoughts about him and have an amazing marriage, because that's all that you can control, right? Yeah. And so just depending on him to say things, do things, think different ways to have a good marriage is not the way it works, because a good marriage is what you define in your mind. And so, you know, so really, like, your result is, I have a good marriage. It's not, we have a good marriage, because you can't have him in this result line with you, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I have a good marriage because I just decide that I'm going to have loving thoughts about my husband, you know? So, and again, the relationships course goes into big detail with that, but, and it's kind of a heady concept where you just think all the relationship, like the other person doesn't have to do anything different, and you just get to love them, and you get to meet your own needs, right? Your husband doesn't have to meet any of your needs. And so again, that course is just amazing. So I definitely want you to go through that. So that can be one of your actions, right? Relationships course.
The relationships course.
Yeah.
So you definitely recommend that.
I think I recommend that one for sure.
Okay.
Because you can think specifically about this circumstance. You can think specifically about your husband when you're going through it, and mm-hmm. really do some just work, immediate work on what's going on right now.
Okay.
But self-love is amazing too. So.
Okay. All but right. First, relationships.
Yes.
Okay. I could just start that now and leave the no BS. It's the end of it anyway, right?
It's all always available to you. Yeah. We're wrapping up no BS next week we're doing on the clock week. And that's just another little kind of like hunger scale challenge week, but
yeah.
Modules, we're all done with that. So
right. I know.
Starting handling.
But I shouldn't be doing the courses with the tribe together. Is it better to do that?
Totally an option. It's just totally all up to you. If you,
okay.
you know, we're starting handling the holidays in.
Oh, I just finished my holidays. I don't have holidays
right.
for a long time.
So I guess. If that's not, if that's not something you need right now, absolutely.
Okay. So I'll do that.
Score. Yeah.
Okay. So. Great. Thank you right. very much. I appreciate all right. it.
Well, I think this is a good start for you to really start Definitely. Working on all this. Definitely. All right.
Thank you.
Take care. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. We got three in line, and I bet we can do the three before 2 o'clock.